You ever just know someone for a really long time, know they're cool as fucking shit, and you really enjoy them every time you bump into them? Well, that's exactly how I feel about this beautiful dove, Yana. I have known Yana since we were children, and she has always been just a light in a room anytime I ever ran into her. And then getting to sit with her on this episode and just share space with her, have the opportunity to be vulnerable, it was amazing. And I am forever grateful. I hope you all enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed getting to share space with this beautiful dove.
Oh my gosh. We are here on a Wednesday hanging out at Walker Wellness. I get to talk to the best of the best, Yana. Hey girl, how you
Hey,
doing?
she's being too kind right now. Too kind right now. But we'll see.
I would beg to differ. She's legitimately wearing a shirt that has a cat with a do what is that?
It's a do-rag.
It's a
I'll just say
do-rag and it says
it.
Hug Life on it.
Of course it does.
So, I mean, the best of the
Thank you. Thank you. Happy
best.
to be here.
So, I am so happy that you're here. I've been wanting to be able to talk to you for a
I
long
know.
time
We've been trying
now.
to do this for a long time, but it just seems like the timing wasn't right. And now there's a storm outside and there's lightning. So here we are.
And she's a Cancer, so it's like
Yes.
just bring the water
Follow
on,
the
guys.
water. Follow the water.
Or should we be scared because of what happened in Ohio?
I was nervous too. Honestly, I saw helicopters and I was like, are those helicopters? I'm not sure. Maybe there's something in the storm.
Okay, I was like, so is it going to be fiery acid rain?
Oh, and I'm like aliens all day.
I was, tomato, tomato, you know, the same thing. I was like, okay, I got water on me. Is it going to burn a hole in my skin? Because it's hydrochloric acid.
I brought it, so you're good.
Oh, well, then it's Cancer water. We're good. We're perfectly fine.
Cancer water doesn't sound good either.
I know. God, you know, I say things and I'm like,
Edit.
probably shouldn't have said that. But, well, and we'll talk about that. The best thing that I love about my podcast is that I won't cut that out. I
Good.
won't pull it out because I'm
Good.
like, it's a joke, guys. And sometimes universe just speaks right through me and says things like it just did, because that's what it does to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Spirit.
Yeah. Thank you, Spirit. And we're surrounded by Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I
All
love
the
them all.
time. Right. Okay, Yana. Well, I'm so grateful that you're
I'm
here.
happy too. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we wanted to kind of cover some things about your kind of like great awakening and how it all kind of started.
Yes.
About what year did all that start?
I would definitely say like the firm affirmation was 2021. Of course, there's always been things kind of hidden there in the background that I would chalk up to coincidence or, just weird things like, oh, that would just happen. But now I think the acknowledgement actually happened in 2021.
Okay. So when you're telling me kind of like we were talking about it, you were telling me it was a candle that
Yes.
brought you to your awareness.
Yes. It was. It was. My husband and I, we had just gotten married a month prior or so. This was in June of 2021, but we got married in May. We were looking for a house. We got our house, but we were, wanting to have a ceremony on some land because who doesn't want land right now?
Right.
Everybody wants land. I wanted some acreage. But we ended up getting married beforehand and still we're waiting to have that wedding.
Yeah.
But I woke up 2 days, when was it? On January or June 26th is
June
whenever it was.
26th. Yeah.
Yes. So that week before we were supposed to close, And just had that crazy urge. Do you ever get that like feeling in your stomach, like something is just leading you somewhere? It doesn't really make sense, but you can't really fight it. And you're kind of just curious and want to see where it goes.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what was happening. I woke up and I told my husband, I was like, I need a candle. And he's like, are you serious? You already have so many candles. And I'm like, I know, but they're not the candles I want. If you've seen my house, if you've any of my friends, they all know that I kind of love candles. but the ones I had just weren't what I wanted. And so I lived in Moore, just right around the corner here from Walker Wellness. So I got up and I said, you know what, I'm just going to get dressed and I'm going to go get me a candle. And he's like, okay, babe, whatever. Bye.
Go get that candle.
You're kind of weird, but just do your thing, girl. So I got up, got dressed, went to Walker Wellness. Well, I didn't know that it was Walker Wellness. It used to be a boutique store.
Okay.
And my daughter actually went to daycare here whenever she was very little. And then of course, Dolly Madison before that. So
we have to always shout out the Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison.
They were the ones getting ready to go they were the clearance Dolly Madison.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, can we
fried pies all day?
All day.
Zingers.
I'll take the chocolate donuts for $700, please.
Dunkin' sticks. But, if those were here, I wish there was like a cubby in the floor somewhere. We need to bring that back.
All the hidden, yeah.
Okay. anyways, back on track. I digress. So I pull into the parking lot and realize that the little boutique store wasn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I look in the window and I see a little sign and it says Walker Wellness Spirit Fair. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, of course, anything with spirit, surely there's going to be candles.
Yeah.
And so I go inside and I'm like, yay, it's a thing that I like, but haven't really dove in so much yet. There was the Anastasia Star Aura photography that was there.
Oh.
There were crystals there. There were stones there. Of course, all the things that you can buy, people do in tarot. All sorts of stuff. I think there was actually a Reiki table there as well.
Oh, nice.
So of course I love aura pictures. I think it's a really good way to kind of just capture yourself in time as you are, at least on your energy plane.
Yeah.
So I do these every chance I get. Well, not every chance, but you know, when time allows or I feel like my energy is putting something off, I kind of want to see in color.
Yes, so absolutely.
I was like, okay, I'll do that. And so I went and I sat down. And if you've never done it before, if you've never taken an aura picture, you sit down and there's these little metal thingies beside you. And there's like in the shape of your fingers. So you put your hands right on top of it. They're like little electrodes. It doesn't hurt or anything.
Right.
But it's just sensing your energy there and you hold still and they put this big black cloak over your chest to block out any other color. The only thing showing is your face. And then they snap your picture and they give you a really cool, flyer that tells you what the colors in your picture represent. So some colors mean different things. So it's really, really cool to see actually how you feel and to be able to see your characteristics and kind of your emotions and things you may be going through in a color photo of yourself. So I think it's really beautiful to capture that. So I did that and she sat down with me and went over my pictures, which my picture, there's only one that kind of told me, you know, just a little bit about myself. I have blue in here and I have green in here. And there was some other stuff that were giant, you know, streaks of light in there.
So the best way for me to kind of describe, like, it literally looks like pillars coming from your head.
I can, yeah, for sure.
Little light pillars, mm-hmm. Kind of like if you were to have a candle. And the flame were to rise up.
I think about that. Yes, yes, it is. Yeah, yes. It looks just like that. Yeah, if you think about that little skinny, skinny wick light from a candle. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally see that. So definitely there for a candle. I hadn't found one yet, but she's going through my photos or my photo and she's talking to me about my spirit guides and the chunks that are kind of taken out of it. You can definitely see energy or thing that you're holding on to that's blocking out some of your positive energy. Whenever those, and then I asked about the streaks. I said, what are these streaks? And she said, oh, well, white streaks, white, whenever you see white in your aura, it's a spirituality. So since they're ascending from your head around your crown chakra, she's telling you that, you know, you have a spiritual awakening. And I was like, oh, and she's like, kind of like a transformative, like in a transformative way. And I was like, oh, okay. So of course I get shivers and chills and then a lump in my throat. And I'm like, okay, what is, you know, because you're looking for that affirmation that the things that you've been feeling, the things that you've been thinking about sometimes whenever it comes to spirituality, that you're not off track, that you're not just making this up. Finally, somebody acknowledged that, helped me acknowledge what I needed somebody to say to me. And I have, you know, proof of these moments in my life. So
yeah, the validation is 110% there. Number one, you are validated by following your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, it led you here to Walker Wellness.
Absolutely.
Having a spirit fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then again, you come in here and then you get confirmation to exactly how you're feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, ascension.
And let's continue. There's more.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
So, of course, I love my picture and I take a little moment to collect myself and I'm like, oh, super cool. I'll have something cool to show. I don't know. There's not that many people who are into this. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those little things. It's like, sure, I'll carry this little folder around and see if anybody cares. But it's spirituality is so personal that I really don't think a lot of people have given themselves opportunity to be aware of theirs.
I completely agree.
So for me, it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you may not be here yet. And I always try and help people. Well, you know, maybe that there's something. And so I collected myself and I got up and I was like, oh, okay, I think I want to do a card reading. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had card readings before and it's really, really kind of crazy. Before I deployed to Iraq, I went and had my cards read. And this is a surprise to you. So surprise.
Yeah.
So, before I went to Iraq, I went and had my cards read with, my battle buddy, Christy, which is funny because that's my mother's name as well. Okay. So we went and I had never done it before. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Whatever, you know, I always wanted to, but just hadn't done it. So she talked me into it. We went and we sat down and we're talking to somebody. They did Christy's reading. She, you know, enjoyed that. And then they got to me. I don't remember a lot of the rest of the conversation. But there at the end, she says, okay, well now how is your relationship with, your brother? And I was like, okay, I didn't tell you I had a brother, but yeah, my relationship's great with my brother.
Oh, you never even mentioned it to
no.
Who was your reader?
This was in Colorado Springs
before you deployed. Okay.
And she said, how's your relationship with your brother? And I was like, it's okay. You know why? This is weird. She's like, well, make sure you strengthen that relationship. She says, you're about to go on a trip and something's going to happen while you're deployed.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm thinking, oh shit, I'm going to war. Like,
what
is going to happen here? And kind of wrote it off. And I didn't really think about that until hindsight years later. So back to present day at Walker Wellness on June 26, 2021.
Bingo.
Sorry, this is my brain. It's like a little cat with a ball of yarn in there, just batting it around.
We're
gonna
going
to
have 17 mini stories and built into our one main story.
Man.
Organized chaos is what I call
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I sat down with this nice lady and her name was Robin.
Uh-huh.
With a Y. She was super, super nice. Intuitive reader. She does numbers, colors, and cards, certified oracle card guide, intuitive and membership diplomas as well. And a second degree Reiki.
Okay.
So she was really, really super nice. She's reading my cards. Everything is like spot on. So she's reading them. She's like, oh, I see that you're going through a big change in your life. You're about to do something, make a really big decision. And I said, oh yeah, well, I just got married for one. And then for two, I'm about to leave my hometown and move 45 minutes away. And I'm scared and I'm nervous. And this has been my place forever. Like I have so many memories in this town. I'm sure you know too,
yeah.
Obviously, cause we're here
right.
in like the heart of more right now. So we went through that and she's telling me my cards and I'm like, yes, I'm about to buy my house. And then she flips over a card and there's the desert And then there's elephants. So there's a big elephant, a medium elephant, and a baby elephant. I guess a baby on the end, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, trunk to tail. So they're holding on like in a line. And she says, okay. So she holds on to the card and then she says, so what happened in the desert? And then she puts both of her hands kind of on the table and she says, so I'm just now coming into my mediumship, but I really feel like there's some people here that want to talk to you. And I said, okay, you know, what in the world could this mean? She said, yes. So what happened in the desert? I said, well, I was deployed to Iraq and there was a giant sandstorm before I went on R&R. So R&R is rest and recuperation.
Okay.
Where you get 2 weeks out of your year deployment where you can go wherever you want. The Army will fly you wherever you want in the world. I was to be married to my first husband and we were going to go see his family first in California. And then the second week we're going to go to my family in Oklahoma and meet all of the family and stuff. And then in Oklahoma, we were going to get married. My mom had planned like this huge party with my whole family. And it, so it was kind of, you know, a big deal. But the sandstorm put a delay on all of that. So we couldn't leave Kuwait for a week, which pushed all of our plans. So I was like, okay, well, can we just push the plans for California and go to Oklahoma first? Since my mom already made all of these plans for an engagement party and we're supposed to be married and all this stuff. And then we'll go to California the second week. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, great. That's fine. So we fly out, finally land, make it to Oklahoma, meet the family and everything. And on the second day we were there, it might have been third, fourth day, I'm not sure. We got married. And then, of course, you know, as married people do, they enjoy time with each other.
Right.
A little honeymoon period. Gosh, we're about to go back to the stinky, funky old desert. So we had one day to ourselves. And then the next day, I tried to call my mom. Hey, mom, what's going on? And she didn't answer. So then I call my brother and I say, hey, Tyler, have you talked to mama? She's not answering the phone. And he said, oh, well, let me see if I can get a hold of her and I'll call you right back. Uh-huh. Not even 4 minutes go by and he calls me back and he says, I just got off the phone with the police. Mom is dead.
Oh, Yana.
So that, and of course you feel like a terrible child, right? Like she wanted to spend more time with me, but I was like, I have a new husband. Can I go spend at least a day with him? You know?
Right.
And, yeah. So there was that, it was rough. Yeah. So then of course I'm like, well, shit, I can't go to California. Now I have to help my brother like plan a funeral and take care of the house and my mom's dogs. And, you know, it was just a whole mess and I had this much time to do it in.
Right.
And
let me just ask a question. Military doesn't give you any extra leave for that?
I think I got one extra week of leave. And to be quite honest, quite a bit of time is a huge blur.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was very traumatic. Well, of course it would be traumatic, but the fact that, I mean, I couldn't even get a hold of my unit to tell them, you know, they're deployed. So how do I tell them, hey, I'm not coming back? So I had to call home station, which is in Colorado Springs, and let them know. And then they had to get the message to them and approve me to stay back longer. It was a whole thing. Well, they finally called me back the day my flight was supposed to leave.
Oh my gosh. It's like,
and I'm like, hey, you know, waving at it as I'm, you know, at my mom's house, like I'm not on this plane. I was like, I don't care. I'm not getting on that plane. So I was going to be AWOL either way, but I had stuff I had to take care of, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to stay another week and bless my brother's heart because it was just a week that I got to stay and how worthless I was during that amount of time and to have to go back. And my brother and his wife really took a brunt of that, a lot of that, having to tend to all of those things. You know, that's something that my brother had to do alone that I feel I should have been there for.
Do you allow yourself grace for that?
No. Okay. I honestly haven't thought about it. I know it still hurts, so obviously it's still there, but yeah.
And your mom and your brother and everybody is, there's nobody upset. There's nobody
mad. I know.
So it's really just you've got to learn to love yourself through that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and then just the whole process, I had to go back to an unstable environment. You know, I didn't have time to grieve.
No, absolutely not.
I had to, you know, protect myself. And
were you actively in combat?
I was, we were a brigade support battalion. So the unit that I was in, we supported, we did fuel. I was an ammunition specialist. So I supplied, you know, ammunition for the units that we supported.
Wow.
Jaden's dad, my ex-husband, he was a fuel. So he did like routes to go take fuel and things like that. You know, it's just a state, but we used to have what we called like Rocket Thursdays. So we would get mortared every Thursday.
My God.
But it was like a thing. It was like, okay, well, rockets. I remember sipping tea one time with my friends, and we're just sitting there and we just hear the sirens and we're like, all right, there they are again. You know, it just became so normal. Like,
right,
terrible aim. But man, are they persistent. yes, I think that whole thing. And I remember going out on convoy whenever I was in a convoy, and I was driving, and my TC, which is the truck commander. So, okay. He was the one, you know, making sure I'm staying on route, and, you know, which he wasn't, obviously. I'm just following the truck in front of me,
right?
You know, but that's just the name he gets because he's sitting there. He is a very religious man, and he was talking to me about, oh, well, you can be upset, but you can't be mad at God forever. And I'm just like, fuck you, guy. Sorry, can I say the
you
F
can
word?
Say okay. Fuck you, guy. 110%.
And he was, you can't be mad. And like, you know, at that point in time, I was mad. I can be mad at God. I can be mad at whoever the heck I want to. If I'm hurt, I allow myself to feel my emotions, because if you don't, that's not healthy. If 100%. I'm pissed, I'm going to be pissed, and I have to feel my way through it.
Mm-hmm.
As a Cancer, that's kind of my motto. Feel your way through it.
Feel your way
right?
through
Even that. Dark rooms, because I'm blind and directionally impaired. So there's that. You know, just all of that. Didn't get a whole lot of time to, you know, grieve. So that's what happened in the desert.
So that's exactly what she was talking about. What happened in the desert?
Well, I mean, yes, I remember him one day. I was like, man, I wish this truck would just get blown up or something. I did not want to talk about God. You know, I didn't want to talk about anything like that. But, you know, long time. So that is exactly what she was talking about. What happened in the desert? I took a lot of stuff with me to the desert.
Did you leave a lot behind?
I think some. I think, honestly, the death of a parent is, you don't know what that feels like until you know what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's definitely numbed me to certain things. Like, I'm an empath through and through. But whenever I see other people suffering, sometimes I just push them away to an extent, because I know what you're going through. And I know that whenever you're hurting like that, there's no amount of words, there's nothing that anybody can tell you that's going to make you feel any better.
Right.
So I just allow people their own time to grieve. So sometimes it seems like maybe I don't care about people because I'm not there for you. I just know there's nothing I can give you but maybe space to help you get through what you're going through on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, death is hard after that, you know? And whenever she's telling me, hey, what happened in the desert? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, who's here to see me? You know, we're talking about the elephants. And, shortly after, my grandma also passed away in 2017. So that's more recent. And she was like the rock of our family. Of course, she was the absolute rock. My mother, or my grandmother, clairvoyance. So she had the ability. She would say angels came and visited her. And my grandmother loves birds. She had parrots and blue and gold macaw and Amazon gray and parakeets. And there was always birds. My grandma always had birds. So when Robin tells me,
Robin,
that somebody's here to talk to me, I'm like, oh, okay. So about the desert. And then she says, so who is Sandra to you? And I said, that's my grandmother.
Yeah.
one of those just so pure moments that it's like, with, you know, no coaching, I know people talk about mediumship and, oh, well, that's fake and that's made up, but how does that happen?
How does Rockin' Robin know
and
that's
how do you
Sandra?
Not acknowledge it? How can you ignore things like that?
You can't. And that's part of like the beauty in it is you can't ignore it. And you know, Sandra's there, you know, that she's there to tell you hi, give you a message, mm-hmm. or just to let you know she's always
absolutely
by your side.
Absolutely. And then she said, so birds, I'm seeing birds.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, yeah, that's my grandma. That's my grandma for sure. So,
wow. I'm blown away.
You know, so, you go somewhere for a candle and you get to know that feeling you get in your gut sometimes, like there's energy there that's familiar.
Yeah.
It's there. I'm not making it up. So that was like, oh, okay. Quit pretending like you don't see these things because they're right in front of you. Feel them, acknowledge them, say thank you to them. And that's what happens to me a lot. It's really,
you just made my scalp tingle with
yeah.
that. Yeah, my whole entire head sort of tingling. I was like, acknowledge
you have to, and so those just tend to keep happening, those moments. So that was really about that, just awakening. And so once I knew, and I'm like, okay, well, how do you tap into it? And so that's when, of course, I start Google. Of course, Google will tell me.
Yes.
I think I'm spiritual. And so, you know, of course I look up what the colors mean in my aura picture and that transcendence, that ascension, transition, the transformation that I was going through.
Yeah.
It was all there. It's all wrapped up. You know, it's telling me, hey, you're on the right path. It was telling me that I was going to be okay because I'm moving in the right direction and I'm moving upwards. Right. So,
yeah.
That's the best part about it. And so with that, now I really, just have to practice. I practice and I go to little things like this and I really acknowledge it. And there has been growth. So in September of last year, I took another picture and you can definitely see that transformation and I'm still moving into the right direction and I feel it, you know, but then whenever again, I see it in the change and the transition in my energy, I can see it on the picture. It really lets me know that you are doing it. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Not like I'm going out saving the world, you know, solving world hunger or anything like that. But the little things that I am doing, the goodness that I'm putting out, I'm also getting it back in. So if I'm doing nothing else, I'm just trying to make the world a better place, you know, one smile or kind gesture, you know, at a time.
Yes.
But, you know, as for my spirituality, I haven't necessarily figured out where I'm supposed to go with it. Like, I feel like there's supposed to be some kind of purpose there, but maybe there's not. Maybe my purpose is to just be a kind person and to be nice and show people their own value and that they are appreciated because I try to do that so much. Being a Cancer, of course, I always want to
pour into others.
Absolutely.
You want to nurture
make
everyone.
My home welcoming and I want to feed people and I just want to see them sit there and be happy and feel comfortable and just get that love. You know, I am, you know, crabby maybe on the outside, but soft, juicy meat on the inside.
Okay.
Dip it in some butter. I'm just saying.
Butter makes everything better.
Everything. But yeah, I think that I'm moving the right way.
You absolutely are moving in the right direction.
And just before we parted, Robin, of course, just wanted to remind me, to follow the birds, which is so crazy. She said, you know, anytime birds are doing something unusual, not just a bird. If you see a bird, don't just go follow a bird. Don't go to Walmart and follow those blackbirds around.
If you do, you will get hit by a car because they don't give a shit.
Or something. But that's important to me because my grandmother did have birds. She had blue and gold macaw. She had parrots. She had Amazon gray. She had parakeets. You know, she had so many birds. So for her to say follow the birds really, really meant a lot to me. And the fact that my grandma was able to get that message through really just gives me so much warm and fuzzy feelings. And then just to wrap that up and take that a little bit further, can I tell you the name of, I don't know if I should say all that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't.
So I basically, in a nutshell, you can say it in a nutshell.
The neighborhood that I moved into, that I was moving into 2 days or the week of my time at Walker Wellness was in a neighborhood in the name is named after a bird, and I live on a bird street name. So it's just kind of crazy how it all kind of comes full circle, how that whole thing just kind of happened. And so just by following the birds, and I'm still gonna just keep on following my birds. Do you have any birdish in you? I know you have a name.
So when you were telling me that story, it was like universe always tells you to listen and pay attention.
Yes.
So when I have interactions with people, when they say things about birds and they're drawn to birds or they follow their bird people, I'm never shocked that we're having deep, intimate conversations because my spirit name is Little Owl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you were telling me that, I was like, okay, Granny, I see you leading her straight over here.
And my name, Yana, actually means dove in Hebrew. So I think we're just going to start our own little flock over here and, you know.
Yeah, the flock at Walker Wellness.
Fly away, yeah.
I want to fly away.
I don't know where my home is.
But I just, for the record, I do caw at the blackbirds at Walmart.
Do you?
I do. And my kids are like, Mom, please stop it. God, you're embarrassing. And I'm like, ah! Mm-hmm. Ah!
Mm-hmm.
But
they're really pretty. They look like they got oil slicks on their back.
Yes, we
think
call
it's a grackle.
We call them zombie birds. And I'll just give you a little tidbit of information why. Because when my kids were little, me and my son love to watch Resident Evil together.
I love Resident Evil.
So now, next time, I've got chills. Next time you see them, think the zombie birds.
Oh, you're right. Oh.
Because they be tripping. Sometimes those Walmart ones, they be scavengers.
Mm-hmm. I try and take snacks for them, but.
I'm the same way. I would have a bag of nuts in my car that I would just be like, all right, I got some underneath my car today. So y'all going to stay there?
Got this from between the seat cushions.
This is your fuzzy snack.
Three-day-old McDonald's French fry from the crack.
But it still tastes like it's fresh.
That's right. It's a bird. That's why.
That's it. That's the only reason why. Let's get it together.
All right.
Oh, my God. I love it. So now that you have had this happen in 2021, like it was literally just like ascension, boom, 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 boom. All these things happen. You pay attention. You hear the signs. Now, consciously, how does spirit lead you throughout your days?
Throughout my days, it really, I think, goes back to, so with my aura pictures, if you can look at these, of course, there's little notes on here that talk to you about things. So it talks about the left side of your aura picture is talking about your future, what's coming in. And then the center, what is in the center is your current experience. And then the right side is your expression. So, I mean, this says that my future obviously is very bright.
Yes.
But down at the bottom where it talks about expression, it says you have a healing effect on all in your field. White is a mixture of all colors. You emit all the qualities at the same time. Though white tends to be unstable like a supernova, it is a healing experience. You could be a spiritual leader. And then it talks about more of the qualities and help. They are there to help you with evolution. The white there, white often refers to obviously spirituality,
right?
But I'm a lot of a guide. If you look at the color just above, which is green,
yes,
I really, really signify with that because green in your aura picture stands for healing and teaching energy, magnetic balance and calming. Can also be deceptive, distrustful, or indicate physical discomfort, and that it's all related to the thymus and the immune system. But with healing and teaching, I probably could have just left it right there.
Right. We just give you the whole.
Magnetic abundance and calming. There was another portion in here that says, you know, that I'm the calm before or within the storm, that people can come to me for that. And I really, really do feel that way. There's not a lot of people, but there is a few. I don't know how I'd say that. I'll probably, other people will say, Yana, you know. But people do come to me. I am a good listener. I am a great, great, great listener. And I am subjective and objective. I'm a very critical thinker. I'm a planner, obviously, with all my notes. If you can't see all these folders and pictures and paper I brought with me today. Well, here I am.
Okay. So it was such a breath of fresh air when you brought all of this. I was like, sis is prepared. Okay.
I try, but it like this comes natural to me. So even in my workplace, I am a leader. I over two production support processes, and I am over people, and I manage those processes, but I'm a leader. I try and lead them the right way. There's a big difference between like management and leading. I can manage a process. They can do that. They don't need me to do that because the people that work under me are so self-sufficient, but I'm there to lead them into the future. So I'm trying to do that in really, really good ways. Getting, you know, of course, it just takes time to honestly listen.
Yes.
Listen to people in my personal life and in my work life. I've talked to every single person that works for me on an individual basis about their goals for the future, what they want to do. Get them prepared, give them the training that they need to get there. I do the same thing maybe in my home life, you know. Well, it's crazy that I mentioned that because I feel like I'm so prepared and put together at work, but then sometimes things at home, like I'm just now being able to transition my productivity from work to my house.
Yeah.
Because I had to. My house is a lot bigger than my old house.
Your house is beautiful.
Thank you. But it's a lot of work. Girl, yeah, you know that commercial where it's like the ants are in there and they're like, expired, dirty, dusty. There's dust over here. It's a lot of house. You're going to be able to keep it all clean. And so that's totally me. I do that at my own house constantly. But again, it's because I always want people to have a safe place. Yes. I'm always thinking about others in my own home. I want my place to be warm and welcoming for myself, for my husband, for my children, for my pets, for company, for whomever. And I want it to be the same way in my professional life as well. We spend just as much, if not more, time with people we work with than with people in our own families. Mm-hmm. So I try and bring a good culture and a good environment into my workplace where they feel respected, where they feel valued as individuals, and build those real common connections with people. Oh. Just kind of, you know, try and healing the world like one tiny piece at a time. And sometimes all it takes is like, thank you. I appreciate you. You did a really, really good thing for me. Whenever you give that goodness to other people, they're going to turn around eventually and give it back to other people. Because at the end of the day, we all know that the nicer and kinder we are to others, it honestly feels good. So just be nice. Just be fucking nice.
Just
you know,
be nice.
It's free. And I tell my people that all the time. I say, kindness is free. Sprinkle that shit everywhere. Sprinkle it everywhere. It costs you nothing. I mean, it feels good to have good manners and just be respectful of anybody, of anything. You know, what I think is important isn't any more important than what anybody else thinks is important. I don't cut people off in traffic. I don't litter. I don't kick dogs because they're in my way. I'd probably stab somebody for that. But
bet that.
but, you know, like as far as my spirituality and how it has transitioned, I think I'm still working on it.
Oh, it's absolutely.
It's happening, but it's happening, I think, in my own way. Mm-hmm. I need to start writing again. I am a writer. So I definitely need to do that. I have a notebook in my phone, of course, that I open it up, hey, jot this down, and I save these little nuggets for whenever I can make, you know, a full meal.
Right.
so one day I'll get there. But I don't know. I think I'm on the right path.
Have you noticed the changes like in your family, like it's in your home complex, mm-hmm. just with your awakening and your ascension, that the things that you're going through, mm-hmm. how do you see it reflect, mm-hmm. you know, back to you at your home front?
Yes. I definitely, for one, spirit, anytime I need something, I'm in a rush. Holy shit. My anxiety's like through the roof and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know where my keys. And I put my hand in my purse and my keys are right there.
Right.
So things like that. Thank you. Thank you for whoever threw me a bone just now and put my keys where they were supposed to be. If I did it, cool, whatever. Thank you, Yana. But just giving thanks and gratitude for anything. My husband, he doesn't really make fun of me and my kids, you know, whenever somebody lets me in line in traffic and I just, you know, thank you. And they're like, they can't hear you. And I'm like, I know, but
they can maybe see my hand
or something. I'm just giving it out.
I'm giving that good energy out.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. And then I really, really believe the more in tune I am with myself, the more I can be in tune with my family, of course. It helps me see things within them. I've always been really, really intuitive. So I can catch a bullshitter. I may know that you're lying, but I'm not going to tell you that I know that you're lying. I'm just going to make a little note and I'm going to save it for later and see where this goes. You know, things like that with my children, even Jaden, knowing her aura, knowing where she's at, the colors, her energy that she puts out. I think children are the hardest part, but they're like our biggest accomplishment, our biggest challenge. So
that's our legacy.
Absolutely. Not, you know, and I've said that if I'm never going to be a great inventor, I'm never going to, you know, be a billionaire or some famous blogger or anything like that. If I do nothing else, at least I can give the world a good person.
Oh,
so that's honestly, I have a really, really good kid. Is she still a kid? And she can be a little sasshole sometimes. Absolutely.
Of course. Oh my gosh. What's her age now?
11. Mine is 11. And then I have 4 from my husband. So we have 5 kids all together. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
But they're really good. We see the girls the most, but we have really, really, we got lucky with some good kids. So I think just, yes, acknowledgement whenever I see that there are things that are happening right in front of me. Just making sure that I recognize it. And sometimes I have to practice my mindfulness. So, and if you're not sure about mindfulness, there's definitely exercises and things that you could just go online with and do those whenever I'm going into a situation, whether I'm getting out of the car and I'm going into the house and I had a bad day and I really need to let it go before I go into my house. To give my house my best self. Don't take that negativity with me. Oh. I'll just have like a mindful moment where I sit still and I kind of ground myself, just reground myself and give the best of me to the people that I'm about to be present with, because that's what everybody deserves, is the best version of me. Do I screw up sometimes? Absolutely. I have a bad day too, because I'm still just a human. My spiritual self is much more mature than my physical self. So there's definitely things that bother me. I still have self-esteem issues with myself. I can't seem to plan to even get shampoo sometimes, but I can manage to process as at work, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just little things like that. Like I can be so productive over here and then not so productive over there. And it's really myself. The things that I'm lacking is in myself. If you look everywhere else, my home is kept, my kids are well, we're all fed, bills are paid. I really need to do a lot more inward working
that
to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with whatever I was given, whatever I'm being shown, all this spirituality that's coming my way. I want to make sure that if I have a way for others to benefit further than what I'm already doing. I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. I think that's something that I would say as a collective, but we as women and we as mothers, we really kind of, we focus on that. Mm-hmm. And then we don't give ourselves the credit. We don't give ourselves the love that we should. We do these things that we forget. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, you know, what you said, you know, you give yourself the time before you go into your home, because sis, I'm still working on that. Mm-hmm. I forget to ground and level, because everyone deserves us at our best. Even ourselves, mm-hmm. we deserve ourselves at our best. Mm-hmm. So thank you for saying that, because now I know I need to start grounding myself, because it's that balance. It's that key balance.
You have to. It's a must. And I, especially being an empath, there is just so many things that I hold and that I carry. I try and save the world constantly, at least my world. I know it's not the whole world, but the things that are important to me, and I get a lot of self-doubt whenever I feel like I'm letting people down. Like even just coming here and having to write you and say, oh my gosh, I'm running 3 minutes late. And I'm having like a full-blown panic attack, because you really never know how people are going to react. I know I wouldn't be bothered if somebody was a couple minutes late. But still, I always, you know.
You're so mindful and caring about the other person.
But it can really push you down sometimes. So yeah. I appreciate you even responding and just saying, hey, girl, chill. We're good. We're totally fine. So
take your time.
You know. So just really, yeah, putting other people at ease and kind of being the calm in people's life. And giving them the opportunity to be present in my space. Mm-hmm. Letting them know that if you let me in your space, then that space is still safe, even if I'm in, you know.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Being able to, I relate with you on that. I value safe space. I value when someone allows me to be vulnerable, because mm-hmm. it is very easy for me to shut down mm-hmm. and just be quiet. Mm-hmm. Like it is very easy for me to just be silent, mm-hmm. which is weird because I love to podcast. I love to talk. I love intimate conversation, but it is very easy for me to just, if I don't feel safe, I will mm-hmm. make sure mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
absolutely. And that's one of those things too, acknowledging that, just to go back to that for a second, yeah. whenever you talk about like a vibe, what people say, it's a vibe, that really means something. And if you think it's just a kick-ass song, then there's actually more to it than that. Whenever you walk into a room and you're like, oh, I don't feel like I'm supposed to be here. That moment that you feel that, then just turn around and walk out of the door. If
and
you don't
why
have
do we
to be
hold
there,
ourselves
then,
hostage so many times
absolutely.
In those situations?
Like, it's your body. Do what you want with it. If something doesn't feel good, then don't continue going. If you feel like you're not in the right spot, then don't be there anymore. Or other people. You know, have you ever been in a room and then somebody walks in and they feel like just they suck all the energy out of the room?
Yes.
Yes. So mm-hmm. those energy drainers, those energy suckers, definitely give yourself your own boundaries and the opportunity to distance yourself from people if you know that what they're bringing is not something you want to receive.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things to take away from exactly what you said is it's not for you, but that doesn't mean it's not for Tim or Tom
absolutely.
Or Sarah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just because you don't mesh with somebody well doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, oil and water sometimes, and I give people their space and I respect them, just not somebody I'm going to go kick it with or invite to dinner or anything like that.
It doesn't ever have to be nothing negative. It's just like, no, our energetic alignment was not there. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. we're just, it's not someone I would hang out with. I would
there
spend
are
time
other
with.
People though. I mean, if you feel like a really, really strong negativity, there's those probabilities are out there as well. That can happen too. You're like, nope. You don't look right. You don't feel right. I'm going to go the other direction.
That's
so.
A big fuck no. Thank you. Respectfully.
Sorry. So yes, absolutely. And honestly, it's just about awareness, being aware and listening to yourself, listening to your heart, listening to and feeling your own energy.
Where are you off?
Yes.
Where are you unbalanced?
Yes. If I go over here, how does it feel? If I go over there, I really let my gut do a lot of my leading because my intuition, you know, you have that, oh my gosh, I need to call. I need to call. I need to call. And then suddenly the person that you're saying you need to call calls you mm-hmm. or, you call them and, they're like, oh, I was just thinking about, you know, those happen for a reason. We are all intertwined. We are intertwined with everything. somehow, but you honestly have to, yes, open yourself up to that connection and actually acknowledge and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Because frequency and vibrations is where we're at here in this reality. And so conscious awareness on what feels what, where it feels where, being conscious about it and not just dismissing it or, oh, it's my mind is in Pepto. That's why my stomach's off.
Yes.
Or some kind of Band-Aid to put on whatever element you're feeling because of a maybe a being in the room with you, a person, a place or an idea. When you get in, someone's like, oh, we should go do this. And you get that rock gut feeling. Immediately, you should know, oh, no, you can go, but I can't go.
And as I've grown, I definitely know people don't always grow at the same rate. Like if you have friends or, I mean, even, you know, marriages, things like that, people that you've known for a really, really long time. At some point, if you just get to that point where you just don't feel like you're not moving at the same pace.
Right.
Because like I said, spirituality is just different. And if some people are still swimming in the shallow end of their own depth, you can't force them to go any deeper.
Oh, I like that. That's
so you kind of just let it ride, but it's okay to respect yourself and allow yourself and give yourself space to grow, you know, reach for the stars, but still remain grounded and just be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Hey, be cool, man.
Be cool, man.
No, you be cool, man.
Be cool, man.
Be cool, man. So I kind of want to wrap everything up. I want to thank all the listeners out there for joining in and being a part of this.
Yes, thank you so much.
I am beyond grateful to be able to share space with you.
Oh, me too.
Be vulnerable with each other, talk about things. And I really wanted to pinpoint and ask you a question because you got your journey started in 2021 where you were just kind of like, whoop, just thrown into it. Like, oh, look, there's a candle flame. That's going to light your way.
Mm-hmm.
So someone that listens to this podcast, they're beginning their spiritual awakening, their spiritual journey. What is something that you can leave them with and you can leave this podcast episode with? What would you say to someone that's starting their spiritual awakening, their ascending their journey?
I would honestly say to trust. Just trust the process. I think if you're left alone with yourself for enough time and you do it with intention, like as in meditation, just sitting down and being still, those mindful moments where you're just concentrating and you're just thinking, the things that you get out of that, whether you're listening to yourself or whether you get spirit that talks to you. I know, I think I have about eight spirit guides that are constantly with me. Trust the process and trust yourself.
Yeah.
Most honestly there, trust yourself. Those feelings that you get, don't just shrug them off.
Honor them.
Honor those feelings and give thanks. Thank you for awakening me to this. And then just think about it. If you get little messages, what do you think it means to you? How could you interpret it? You're not going to get messages that you don't really, and when I say messages, it could be
you sometimes see that bird.
Right. Yeah. I see birds and I have my bird feeders. But those little feelings that you get, I do a lot of, thinking, like I said, I'm a big critical thinker. So I overthink and I overthink. And then sometimes, I just get come through, you know, you just get moments of pure clarity where you just solve those problems, and you can do that through intuition. But I feel like whenever I'm doing that with myself, it's not really me. I don't want to sound like schizophrenic or anything. But I really feel like I have guidance because I'm open to that guidance. I'm actually reaching out and asking questions. And in one way, shape, form, or fashion, I get the answers to the questions that I'm asking.
Yeah.
And I just follow that and I go with that. And I just try and use that every single day.
Yeah.
So trust, definitely trust yourself. Trust the process.
Trust the process. Interstand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. That is very nice.
Yeah.
Interstand.
Interstand yourself. Well, You heard it live and direct right here from Yana.
Right here.
The dove.
Right here from Little Owl.
When doves cry. Throw a little Prince.
Oh, yeah.
There.
I love it. My mom loved Prince. So that's so funny. So funny.
So your mom came to visit.
Oh, she did. She did. Thank you so much, Holly, for having me. This has been great. I was nervous, but you made this so enjoyable. This has been fun.
Thank you so much for coming. I also wanted to make mention that if you ever get a chance to meet Yana, she is on social media. I don't know if she feels comfortable with giving you all of her information, but she is on social media. If you get a chance to check out her pictures, she has the coolest tattoo on her leg.
Yeah.
It's a kitty tattoo.
It is a kitty tattoo. Yes.
You just recently lost your baby.
I did.
And so... we'll leave you guys with these little tidbits. If you want to see this pretty kitty, this handsome
kitty cat named Franklin. My name's Yana Atmode. I'm only on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Snapchat, but he's not there.
Yeah. He's not on Snapchat. Don't get on her Snapchat trying to say
he's not on there. He's not on there. But yes, Franklin, he is very, very special to me. So yeah, I just got, some kick-ass ink. It's starting to heal. It's itching a little bit, so.
It's getting there, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yana,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Oh, we're going to hug. So you're going to hear the distortion of voices because we're giving each other
big hugs. That was a hug. Did you hear that?
That's what the hug voices sound like. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, The Psychonauts Mirror. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm Holly Howard on Facebook, Holly Smalls on Instagram, and Hollywood0385 on Snapchat. So feel free to reach out if you need someone to talk to, if you need a safe space to kind of just be vulnerable. I'm here for you. This world is what it is, and we are who we are, and we are building a collective weaved web where we can confide in each other. We can heal through each other's stories, through each other's love. And just remember, you are a divine blessing, every single one of you. Always follow that beautiful green heart. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Such a good time. Yana, thank you forever and ever again. Next episode is going to be with two young entrepreneurs here in Oklahoma. They are making some deliciousness I can't wait to share with you. So I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye, guys.